Hello, everyone. Welcome to Checking In with Changemakers with Be the Change Media Network. My name is Lily Mott, and this is the show where I get to catch up with past guests of Be the Change podcast. And I started this podcast over 3.5 years ago, so my guests have done some very exciting work since I spoke with many of them. And this is my opportunity to get updated on their work and share those updates with you. My guest today is Celine Ozunaldum, and she is a gender equality activist from Turkey who is working with so many different organizations. To name just a few, she's working with Etcher Girls, Girl Up, and Girls Who Code, and she is from Turkey, so she started the first chapter of many of these organizations in Turkey, which is very exciting. And I featured her on Be the Change podcast back in October of 2023, and she was featured in episode 168 of the podcast. So it's been a little bit since I've talked with her, and I know that she's been doing some very exciting work since then. So let's go ahead and dive in. I hope that the Instagram Live works. Fingers crossed.
Hello, how are you? I'm good. I'm so glad this worked. I feel like this is always the hardest part, so this is great.
I know, same. I'm not good at technology, so.
I know, it feels ironic. I'm like, oh, I do all of this stuff, and then any time that there's even like a small failure, I have no idea what to do, so I'm glad it worked. I'm so excited to catch up with you. I was just saying, I think that we talked back in the summer, but I ended up posting the episode in October. And so we have lots of things to catch up on. I've been following along with some of the work that you've been doing, and it's very exciting. Before we get started, can you do a little better introduction? I mentioned a couple of the roles that you hold and the different organizations that you're working with, but tell me more about who you are, give a better introduction of yourself, and then we'll go deeper from there.
Yeah, sounds perfect. First of all, I'm so happy to be here, finally, because we've been trying to...
Okay. I spoke too soon. Yeah. Start over.
Okay, perfect. figuring it out along the way. Okay, so first of all, I'm super excited to finally be here because I don't know for how long we've been talking about doing this, you know? So very exciting. Hi everyone, I'm Celine. I am a gender equality activist from Istanbul. I'm 21 years old, you know, that's a classic introduction. I am actively working with UN Women. I am a national gender youth activist there, one of the 300 activists worldwide working with UN Women. I'm also a he for she advocate for UN Women, and I'm actively involved with UNICEF and United Nations Girls Education Initiative on focusing on girls' education and obviously youth involvement.
Okay, we're good. Keep going. We were up to youth involvement. Hopefully that's the last one.
Youth development, and I'm also working with State of Youth, Kids Rights. I'm one of the board members there, youth board members there. I am also working with the WAVE Network as an ambassador, and I'm also working with Etcher Girls, which is an incredible mentor organization. Absolutely obsessed, and I have the honor of being on the board there. Yeah.
So exciting. When I was going through and looking at all of your different positions and organizations that you're working with, I think that I was really excited because you are working with just some incredible people and doing incredible work. So I was really excited to dive in and talk with you a little bit more about those. So since we last talked, I know that it might be difficult to think about like since the summer to now, but tell me about some of the projects that you've been working on and maybe some of the updates to your work that you've had, maybe some exciting things that have happened in the last couple months. Does anything like that come to mind for you?
Yeah, first of all, university work, it's a lot. Been involved in that for quite some time now. I was working with State of Youth and I was a board member there, and my second term just started, which is very exciting. You guys will have the opportunity to meet with the new youth board member very soon, and I'm so excited for everyone to meet the incredible team, and I am beyond proud to continue my term, my second term. I'm also working with UN Women on a couple of projects, but I'm not allowed to share them just yet, but stay up tuned. One very exciting news, I would say, would be maybe some of you may be familiar. There was youth newsletter published by UN Women on a network basis. I mean, it was like an online newsletter that would be sent to the subscribers' emails. So that was discontinued for a while, which was very upsetting because it was the first ever youth-led UN Women published newsletter, and I was on the editorial team, so we were very upset about that. And UN Women decided to bring that back, so we are back on track now. We are once again with a new team working on the newsletter, the youth newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter, and each month the editors basically focus on what they think is important, on what they think that people should know about. I am leading a section there where I really like working with different writers, activists, young people. So that is very exciting. It is still pretty new, but we're back on track.
Yeah, that's so exciting. I love the news about the newsletter. That's so exciting. Tell me about balancing university and activist work, because I think that that is definitely a huge topic that I like to address on this podcast, because I think it is such an important thing that sometimes people don't really realize just how many roles you have going right now and that you're juggling. So tell me a little bit about balancing that and what that's looked like for you.
Oh, good question. So that, I mean, it's honestly a lot of work, to be honest. I am, a very planned person. I really like just planning everything. I always joke about this. I was at a German school from kindergarten up until high school, so I always say that planning and being being on time really stuck with me. I really appreciate that. It really works in my favor, so I'm very happy about that. I think planning really is the key for me, and knowing my limits. I tend to push my limits. I'm like, I can get this work done today. I can do this just today. I for a very long time, I just thought, I really want to watch this show and relax, but I'll just, get this report done. But now, I mean, my mom is my biggest cheerleader on that. She's like, please take some time off for yourself. And I've been trying to listen to her more because she's always right. I really try to plan and be conscious of my own mental health and my well-being and recognizing my limits and boundaries while planning my day or my work or my week. So, what I've been trying to do is, I'll always prioritize school, obviously. I want to be a good student. Then I prioritize my activism, but I also do not neglect my own wants and needs, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think that's really cool too that your mom is really supporting you with that and encouraging you to do that, because I think that's really important to have someone that is kind of watching your habits and what you're doing and giving you some advice on that. Because I think, yeah, sometimes we do need to rein it in a little bit, and that's really important to have someone that tells you to do that.
I know. Yeah. I mean, for example, I had this essay that I had to do for my school, and the professors sent us the email about what the essay should be like around like 8 p.m. So I called my mom and said, "Mom, I have to write this report and it's already 8 p.m." And she said, "What is the deadline?" And it was like, 2 weeks away, kind of a deadline. And she said, "You don't have to write the report on like at 8 p.m. on a Sunday. Just go out, have fun, watch a movie,
Yeah,
relax."
definitely. Definitely. I think that is so important. And I think, was there any moment for you that, I guess maybe that is a moment, but have you had other moments where you've been like, okay, I need to take it a step back? Has there been anything like that that really comes to mind? Or just smaller things?
Like smaller things, probably. But again, in every single story that comes to mind, my mom is like always there telling me to take a break. For example, I love Formula One. I love when the cars go room room, like that's my thing. So there was the last final race on a Sunday, obviously, and on Monday I had a midterm, and I've already been studying for it for like 10 days or something. I knew everything I needed to know. I knew I was ready, but I still thought, no, I have to study more. I'll just miss the final race, and just sobbing on the inside. And my mom called me and said, please go to the race. You deserve it. You deserve to take a break. It's okay to take a break. And she convinced me, and I went to the race. It was amazing, and I got full points from the midterm. So I was like, Mom, you were right.
I think that is so important, and sometimes it is more valuable to take that time and give yourself
Yeah.
a little bit of time to recharge, because then you can come back stronger after you do that, and I think that's really, really important. So I love that you're
100%.
sharing that. Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah. Especially because if you don't give yourself the time to recharge, then it doesn't really make sense. Because, for example, you're not, I mean, it's not going to make sense because you are already tired. So maybe it's going to take, let's go with a school example, it's going to take you 3 hours to understand that subject because you're tired. But maybe if you weren't tired and if you did take your break and like enjoyed yourself and recharged, it would take only like 30 minutes. So it's actually
True,
win-win.
true, true,
Yeah.
true. I love that F1 point too. I love F1 too, so I definitely agree. But tell me about, I know that you can't talk about the UN Women Project, but tell me a little bit about other work that's coming up. I would love to know about different projects that you have going on, things that you're excited about in the future, as much as you can tell me. I would love to know about more of those things.
Yeah, of course. So, something that I'm really interested in right now is I really want to do something, and I'm working on things, obviously, where I can hear more about other people's stories. I'm really interested in, kind of having conversations with other people. So, what I've been focusing on lately is with all of the organizations I'm working with, podcasts, especially since COVID, have been really impactful. People do like listening to podcasts. So they're very popular, and majority of the organizations I'm working with started posting their own podcasts. So I really like just being part of the conversation there. I love being a host and interviewing different people and just having a very interesting conversation, because sometimes it is a fellow youth activist, sometimes I'm speaking to a professor, which is again very exciting. So for example, a couple of months ago, State of Youth is hosting a podcast, and I interviewed a professor, Sonia from London School of Economics, and the things I've learned, it was incredible, and the response we received was just immense. So I really enjoyed doing that. I have recorded another podcast where we talked about youth activism, gender roles and norms and stereotypes, and how culture affects that, with another organization I'm working with, but it's not out yet, but stay tuned for that. It's just very exciting. And again, being back on track with the UN Women newsletter has been such a pleasure, because with the section I lead, I wanted it to be something where someone else had the creative power, because I can write or talk to some extent, sure, but I would really want to be able to give someone a platform where they can share their own voices and ideas and their demands, their opinions. So I really think leveraging that platform is so crucial, and that's something that I'm really trying to focus on lately. So that is just a journey that I'm very excited to be a part of.
Yeah, definitely. That is so exciting. Things to stay tuned. And that's gonna be my last question, how people can follow along with you. But I have one more. I'm gonna ask you the question that I asked you back on the original podcast episode. But lots of young people want to create change, want to make a difference, but they may not know how to get started with that work. What advice do you have for those people who may be watching or listening back later on the podcast?
That is such a great question because, we're living in the world of technology and social media. And I know it sounds very just cringy at this point because everyone is saying that, but the power of social media and being able to use that as a tool is just beyond my imagination. I mean, the people that you can reach through social media, for example, just one quick example. I'm not sure if you remember, but I think it was COVID summer that the Black and White challenge was just everywhere, worldwide. So basically, how it started was it was a challenge that was started in Turkey by Turkish women, and the idea behind it was, there are femicides all across the globe and in Turkey as well, and every time when a woman gets killed. The newsletters and like the TV and stuff on social media, we see their photos, their pictures with a black and white filter. So how the movement was started, how the challenge kind of was started was people started posting their own pictures with a black and white filter, and they tried to raise awareness to the fact that you can be and I can be that person one day. Maybe tomorrow. So basically, Turkish women started that campaign to raise awareness, and then it went worldwide within 24 hours. No, so many like incredibly famous people joined to the challenge movement, I would say, to raise awareness about something that affects everyone. So it took 24 hours to reach to millions of people from literally all across the globe. That is the power of social media. So I'd say leveraging that and using that as a tool just creates wonders, really. That's one thing. But I also recognize that's not like that may not be your cup of tea, which is also perfectly fine. And in that case, I would say reaching out to different organizations. These could be grassroots organizations if you want to be more hands-on, I'd say. If you want to be more on the field, grassroots or local organizations are incredible at that. Or maybe you want to do something with UN or ECOSOC accredited organizations. That is also a great path. It just depends really on what you want to do and how you want to do it. And I know like people just get so anxious when it's about ECOSOC accredited organizations and UN because those are the big words. But I think it's crucial to remember that they are not just buildings, they're actually organizations that stems from the idea and like the motto of creating change and helping people and just having a conversation, starting a discussion. So I would say please do not hesitate to reach out to them 100%. Look out for opportunities. And same with grassroots and lo local organizations. I'm pretty sure you'll find your people when you know what you want to do. Just, do your research, figure out what you want to do and again how we want to do it, and you can definitely find your way. And I don't think there is a wrong way to do like activism per se, like create change. Do what makes feel right, I'd say, and have a thick skin. That's so important because the amount of things you'll have to deal with and endure is it can be intense. So having a thick skin and knowing that there is a community supporting you to get through all of that is just important.
I think that's all great advice. I think I can definitely I think the last one is also great advice, unfortunately, because I think that's something that people should be prepared for, especially if they are doing as much work as you're doing in all of these different ways. I think it's definitely something that It's important to have that community and to realize that there are people supporting you and there are people to reach
Yeah.
out to. So I think that's great. So as we're closing out, what are the best ways for people to connect with you and to follow along with all of the work that you're doing and the exciting things coming up?
Perfect. So you can always follow me on Instagram, and I would say DM me and feel free to do that, but I'm not good with social media in that sense. I'm not good with DMs, and it's basically to protect my own mental health, because otherwise it's just, social media is such a rabbit hole. TikTok, we are Gen Z. It's like every time I'm like, oh, I'm really sleepy, I have to go to bed, and find myself watching TikTok for the past 2 hours. So yeah, so one way that I figure out how to balance my life with work is email. I'm really good at that. So you can find my email on my Instagram, with like, if you click on it, it shows up, I think. So that is a great way. I'm always available on email, and you feel free to follow and DM. Yeah, I'm trying to get better at that. So
For sure, definitely. And I'll put your email as well in the description when I post the podcast so people can find that easily. But thank you so much for coming on. This was so much fun. And I'm so glad that we got to catch up. And I'm so grateful for you sharing because I think this was so fun. And thank you also to everyone who's watching or who's listening later on the podcast. If you want to talk about anything I mentioned, please reach out to me on Instagram at Be the Change Media Network. And if you have any questions or anything for Celine, I'm also going to include all of your contact info as well. And if you enjoyed this conversation, leave a comment or a rating and subscribe to the podcast to hear more inspiring stories just like yours. Tune in to listen to another episode of Be the Change tomorrow. But until then, be the change you wish to see in the world. Bye, guys, and thank you so much again. This was so much fun.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.